Why show up?
Because it's give away a lot of money for 20th.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
Morning, evening, and afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to episode 14 of the Covered It Pod. We are plugged in pod. We are back. Ben Scott from the Quack team. Ben, you're shaking your head there. I'll get it someday, I promise.
Episode 15 is going to be the one. You're going to get that straight out the door. No issues. Mark, good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. Wasn't on the last one of these. It was Shani and Scott. And in classic plugged-in fashion, we previewed a major and then we just gave up for a week because we were golfed out of it. But it was a pretty hefty major. And I haven't done a whole lot of watching of golf since then. So good to be back and good to talk about golf. What have you been up to?
Do you know what, Ben? I've been saying this for years. I genuinely think the week after major, it needs to be a blank slate. Nothing happens. Because you're just overwhelmed. And when you're trying to get the content together and trying to keep up to date with storylines, just I always think the week after would have been so nice to let it soak in that Xander Schauffele actually went and won a major tournament, the PGA Championship. So now I've been up to very little now. Let me quickly ask, are you going on a trip away?
We are. We're heading off to Sweden on Thursday, so I'm very excited about that. I am battling dual thumb injury right now, which I'm self-diagnosing as early arthritis. So we'll see how we get on in Sweden. Hopefully not too much pain. But yeah, no, I can't wait. And I saw you're heading down to the Old Hedge in a week.
Yeah, Friday week. Oh, I'm so excited. Actually, here's a question. So playing the Old Hedge on Friday, and we were like, Oscar, we may as well play somewhere on Saturday. Do you have any recommendations on where we should play? I was thinking about Foot Island, or I was thinking about Kinsale Golf Club.
I would be a bit biased because I was born and raised there, but Bandon Golf Club, if you want a nifty little parkland, that's going to straighten you up. Where else in Cork could you go to? Are you staying down in Cork or staying in Kinsale?
Staying in Kinsale, yeah.
Yeah, you can just go play Kinsale Golf Club. It's not bad. It's not great, to be honest. I wouldn't bother, actually. Yeah, photo's nice.
I've heard photo's pretty good. Sweet. So going in there, and then that's pretty much it. Playing football at the moment, and the time for golf is extremely limited right now. So
have you ever played Castle Martyr?
No.
It's actually a very nice course. I don't know what condition it's in. I feel like it's gone through a couple of hands of ownership. And it's either in good condition or bad condition, but it's actually a very nice course. I've played it when it's been in great condition. It's like semi-linksy style, obviously inland and with some trees and stuff. But yeah, Castle Martyr, it's not going to cost you as much as what photo would. And it's a good day two course, I would say.
Interesting. Just on a completely separate note, did you see Paul McGinley's company has taken over redesign of Donegal Golf Club or renovation? Yeah.
I've actually never played Donegal. It's on my list.
Same.
Okay. Well, I can't comment on what it's like now or what it's about to be like, but I'm looking for, interesting.
Yeah. A lot going on. Sweet. Well, Ben, listen, there's a lot going on this past weekend. We had an event over the PGA Tour, the Charles Schwab Challenge, which is probably overshadowed by the fact that Grayson Murray passed away on Saturday morning. I looked at this tweet on Saturday evening. And it was like sad news emerging. And I was like, about Grayson Murray. And I was like, oh, what's this? And just didn't pass any remarks in it. And it comes out an hour later that he withdrew on Friday evening with two holes to play, playing with Peter Malnati. Peter Malnati said he was it seemed as if he was walking around the golf course quite upset with everything and how the day was going on. And then obviously we had the horrible news on Saturday morning. I was surprised the tournament wasn't cancelled, but it seemed like the family wanted to go ahead. So, yeah, I think just the whole tournament was overshadowed by this.
Yeah. Incredibly sad. I didn't have a lot of comment on Grayson Murray as a golfer, apart from a few of his Twitter remarks and stuff. But me and the lads were just chatting in the WhatsApp group. You, it's so hard to wrap your head around as guys who love playing golf like we do. We would all chop off our left hand to be a professional golfer. And you see someone like Grayson Murray, who's won this year, he's made $2.5 million playing in the PGA Tour, and still something is going on in his head that he couldn't get past and took his own life. So terrifying to think that could be going on for someone like that and so many other people out there. So yeah, it was really sad. And I just think it's a bit of a wake up call for people to just check in on your mates and make sure everything's okay.
Absolutely. And I think I tweeted this out on Sunday morning as well. The problem I have is nobody is immune to depression. And I remember, and the reason I touched on this is because when Matthew Wolf came out probably 2-3 years ago, and he was like, I feel extremely lonely in the golf course. I don't know what I'm doing. And I saw a few Twitter accounts saying, oh, how could you be lonely? You've made 5 million, 10 million, whatever, in on-course earnings. You're living the dream. You're a professional golfer. Stop being a little petty boy and let's get together. And I remember just thinking this, I think it was Colin Morikawa when he said that when he first came on tour, he remembers just one night sitting at the edge of his bed because he came through college and you're playing teams all the time. And he went on the PGA Tour and he was at an event somewhere outside of the US and he's sitting at the end of his bed and eating a packet of Pringles. And he was like, this is just so unbelievably lonely. Like, I've no one to chat to from 7 o'clock onwards in the evening. And I guess you said it very well there in terms of just keep in touch with your loved ones. And well, we'll do our best here to pivot. Because like I mentioned, the Charles Schwab Challenge did progress. Davis Riley won the tournament. I think he took home $2.5 million or something. I can't remember, but he took home the tournament. This was his second top 10 in 83 starts. And his only other top 10 in that was a Zurich Classic in a team event. Like, it's just impossible to predict these sort of things. But in fairness to him, he overtook Scotty. He had Keegan Bradley coming after him on Sunday. Colin Morikawa, decent leaderboard. And fair play to him. Having that, not playing that well, and then still managing to win is pretty good.
Why is Scotty Scheffler playing in the Charles Schwab Classic? That is...
Chap.
Man, just take a week off, will you? What is he doing?
And the fact that he's had a baby. Surely people say, oh, you have a baby, you take a month off, he'll go off until the US Open or Memorial next week. And he's like playing the Charles Schwab chat. It's ridiculous. And then he finishes tied for second after shooting a 72 on Thursday. And it's like, he nearly won this tournament at the same time.
What is Meredith must be like, Scotty, come on, you've been arrested, we've had a baby, and you're still playing the bloody, that wasn't an elevated event, Charles Schwab, surely.
No, that was $9 million purse. He's trying to get that criminal conviction off the CV. He's trying to push it down the little page and get it down so he can say that he won the Charles Schwab. We didn't even mention, we haven't had the chance to speak. That Saturday morning of Scotty getting arrested on Twitter was by a mile the most enjoyable few hours I've ever had in a social media platform.
How does it feel to be a bit of a Twitter celebrity? I saw your reposted video. Gosh, how many views did it get?
It's on 1.4 million last time I checked. 16,000 likes, but it wasn't just me. It was everybody. I screenshot and post on my Twitter all the stuff that I see during a major week, especially this. I think I screenshot about 50 tweets. It was content after content after content, and God, I wish I had a list of my top 10 from here. But
as I said to Shani last week, it felt like old Twitter before Twitter was made up of porn and just reposting of videos. There was good organic content coming out. It was funny. It was a top 5 day of golf Twitter for sure.
I saw someone, one of the most underrated things was Sky just got arrested for his driving, wait until they see Jordan Spieth tee off. That is so, so clever.
My favorite one was have you seen Moneyball?
Yeah. Film,
Brad Pitt, where he takes the Oakland A's and they're like, we can't replace Tiger, but we can create him with the aggregate. Rory getting a divorce, Scotty getting arrested. That was great.
The other last one is I'm just going through my Twitter likes here. Claire Rogers put his PGA Tour picture, his scorecard with his orange bib on him. The other one was the LMPD today with the cops standing there. Another way they usually have drug captures and stuff, and they place them all out the table. That's just all Scotty's golf clubs.
Yeah,
that was so good.
It was a great day. Actually, just speaking of, did I didn't even look, and I don't even know what the bets were, but did any of us have any winners from the second major of the year?
No, so we bet 200 billies total. Justin Thomas had a 50 to 1. I think it was 25 billies each way or something like that. No, I don't think it was that much. Maybe 10 billies each way. I think he's lost like 140 or something.
Okay.
And I had Alex Noren 90 to 1 for 12 places, and he finished within top 12. So I think I lost 10 billies for the week.
Okay, nice. Okay.
Not bad.
Interesting.
Yeah. Ben, listen, I don't know if we have any other comments about other tournaments that were on last week, but Nacho Elvira won the Sudal Open and Harry Higgs won the Visit Knoxville Open over on the Corn Ferry Tour. Any comments on any of these?
Just big Harry Higgs fan. Always have been, but more and more so. He does not look like a golfer. He's got four buttons open. He's sponsored by Dude Wipes, which is just weird. But he made a really good speech about Grayson and about just, he kind of used his platform to discuss, look, if you can do anything, be nice to someone you know, and even try even harder to be nicer to someone you don't know because you don't know what they're going through. And I just thought it was a touch of class from Harry Higgs. So big fan of that. Barely watched the Sudal Open, was watching a bit of the Danish Open on the Challenge Tour. A quack athlete, Gudmundur Kristjansson, was in the hunt. He finished T2 in the end. But Challenge Tour is where it's at. That's where the exciting stuff is happening in my eyes.
So do you know off the top of your head, where does that set him up now for the rest of the season to give the listeners a bit of background?
So he actually doesn't have a very good category for the Challenge Tour, so doesn't get into all events. He only got into this one quite late. But because he finished top five, he'll now get into the next event. That's the way it works. If you finish top five, you get in. So that's the week after next in Spain. It will jump him up the rankings. You want to finish in the top 20 in the Challenge Tour to get your card for the DP World. So I think he got 160 points. You'll probably need close to 800 points to keep your card. So you need a couple of good results, but hopefully this will be the start of his of a good season for him.
Good one to keep an eye on. So, well, anyways, Ben, listen, this week we do have the Canadian Open, we have the DP World Tour going to the European Open, and we have the US Women's Open. I think all of your bets are focused around the DP World Tour. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'll start off here real quick with the PGA Tour, and then we'll get to the DP World Tour.
Yeah.
The PGA Tour is going up to the Canadian Open at Hamilton Golf and Country Club. It's a par 70. Yardage is 7,084 yards. I just think you need to be a good putter here. Like, the tournament was held here back in 2019. It was won by Rory McIlroy, but some other people that were in contention was Webb Simpson, Matt Kuchar, I think Shane Lowry was there. And we think of those players are not really bombers. Rory just won by five shots that day. So I'll give my two quick bets here. I think I'll have a little team here. I've one decent bet and then one big outsider for an each way bet. Well, even though they're both each way. Pick number one, 15 billies each way at 25 to 1 for Mr. Sammy B. If we think that the nappy factor is a thing, it's a month since Sam Burns' first child was born, a boy called Bear Burns. So he has the added incentive of being a first-time father, and although he missed the cut at the PGA Championship, he finished 13th at the Wells Fargo Championship, chose to play here instead of playing at Colonial last week. I like Sam Burns' chances, just in considering the fact that he's such a good putter. And then my second bet for the PGA Tour is my long-lost cousin, Mr. Ryan Fox, 5 billies each way at 70-1. Things haven't been great for Mr. Foxy since he came out in the PGA Tour, but he started turning it around with the driver since the Masters. He lost five strokes off the tee in five consecutive starts, and now his weapon is back in action and he's gained in five consecutive starts. Putter and approach play has been a little bit better recently as well. So I just like Ryan Fox to overpower this the way Rory McIlroy did back in 2019. And to be honest, I think Ryan Fox is honestly such an underrated player across the world. And once he settles in the PGA Tour, I'm expecting him to do pretty big things.
It's hard to do what's strokes gained for perspective for Sam Burns. You know, once you know when you have a baby, you've got a new outlook on life, new perspective. Like that should be a category in data golf.
I think he's ranking first in the world right now, but he's definitely dragged down, by the fact that I've picked him this week. So I don't like that. Ben, we'll get over to your expertise. We have the DP World Tour. A quick little touch here. It's the Porsche Nord course down at Green Eagle Golf Resort in Hamburg, Germany. Par 72, 7,455 yards. Ben, give us your 1, 2, 10, 20 bets, whatever you have this week.
Okay, well, the reason I avoided the PGA Tour is just because if Scott was here, he would have put all 100 billies on Rory McIlroy. So just to piss Scott off, I'm not even touching the event, let alone the player. I was scrolling through Twitter last week, and Ben Coley, who's a very good tipster and a very good follow on Twitter, he mentioned something about Nordic players playing very well in Nordic events. This is related. I know we're not in the Nordics, but I couldn't help but notice so Gudmundur, the Quack player, is from Iceland. There was another Iceland player. There was two Danish players. The top 10 was stacked full of Nordic players. So that got me thinking, how often do players from their home country win an event? And I didn't go through all the events, but I did go back and look at last year's European Open at the same course. And in the leaderboard, Tom McKibben obviously won. Marcel Siem, who's German, was T2. Max Kiefer, who's German, is T2. And that was all the research I needed to do to tell me that there's going to be a German man in the top of the leaderboard. There's about 15 of them playing. None of them are in any good form, apart from my 125-1 pick, Max Rotloff. He's a graduate from the Challenge Tour. His last two starts have been T13 and T24. I've got 10 billies each way on Max Rotloff. Just keep an eye out for that name.
Love it. Love that. That's excellent. Research.
Okay, so that's better than one. I've got 3 bets in total. Second bet is my guy. I feel like it's happened a couple of times this year where I've backed a player 1 week, they've played badly, and then the net following week they've played well. So I'm going back to the well, Niklas Norgaard, 33-1. The last two starts are T35 and T2 last week. I think he's got a really good chance. He absolutely bombs the ball. He's going to win soon. And my final pick, this guy played alongside my player at the US Open qualifier. He qualified for the US Open, finishing tied fourth. He was 9 under. The leaders were 10 under. So he's playing really well. Watched him stroke around. So it's Sam Bairstow at 33-1. His last 6 starts, he's not missed a cut. His last 2 events, he's been T23 and T10. I'm just going to say it now. This feels like the most prepared I've ever been for these picks. So if I don't win anything there, then I'll give up.
Ben, listen, welcome to the club. I've been preparing all year and it hasn't worked out once. So this week I'm completely winging it. My 2 picks over the DP World Tour, I have Jesper Svensson, 10 billies each way at 40-1. He's 86 in the World Golf Rankings at the moment. He's been playing a lot in the PGA Tour, and he's gained strokes and approach in 7 consecutive PGA starts. No missed cuts. Driver is warmed up. We just need the putter to behave this week out in Germany. And my other bet at the long bet is Adrien Sadier for 5 billies each way at 100-1. He shot a pair of 67s over the weekend last weekend at the Sudal Open to finish in 13th place. And that's my only reason for picking him this week. Ben, I'm sorry, I have to keep chatting here because I have 2 more bets over the US Women's Open.
Of course,
real quick. Yeah, I have to. So Lexi Thompson is playing in her 18th US Open. She's only 29 years of age, and she's announced this week that she's retiring. She's been playing since she's 11, I think.
That's actually crazy. Imagine retiring at 29.
Anyways, that's not where I'm going this week. I was after coming off Twitter and I've seen a lady marching around smoking a dart, and that is Miss Charlie Hull. So going 10 billies each way at 28-1 for Miss Charlie Hull. I cannot see a lady doing something like that and not pick her for this podcast.
Mark, and my second, you can't see my notes in front of me, but I made some very brief notes before this episode. I literally just wrote down Charlie Hull smoking darts.
Yeah, Charlie Hull smoking darts. She's 100% winning this week with the IGAF attitude. Love that. And then my second one, I just think this is pretty good odds. Maya Stark, 70-1, 5 billies each way. Don't ask me any data, any history, any course records. That's the only reason I'm picking that. I like 70-1 for Maya Stark.
Mark, pushing 5 billies around is not going to get you out of this hole that you're in. Come on,
5 billies each way at 70-1. Oh God, I am praying for that one week where I'm leading, and I will. We will record a 2-hour podcast that day about how great things are going. Lovely. Right, I'm gonna go and take it easy, Ben. Listen, enjoy your trip. Are you going to play? Sorry, are you going to play Lofoten Lynx?
No, not getting up to Lofoten. We are flying into Copenhagen, and we're doing two rounds of golf in Copenhagen, and then we drive across the big bridge and into the south of Sweden, and we play 4 rounds of golf in the south of Sweden. So, V excited. Can't wait for that. Lots of content.
6 rounds total.
6 rounds total, 5 nights. We've got Shani, a little handheld camera. He's going to be the man. He's going to be vlogging the whole experience. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Sorry, last question, and then I'll get us out of here. What brought you to Sweden?
Basically, this father and son trip, or the father and son trip that we're going on, started 6 or 7 years ago, and we just went to Enniskrone and around there, Cairn, Ross's Point, and there were 6 of us. And every year we seem to have added a few people. We're now up to 12, and we've kind of done most of Ireland. We've done Scotland twice, and we thought, look, why not go a little bit further afield for one trip? So 12 of us off to Sweden and Denmark to see what it's like up there.
Unbelievable. Well, you can celebrate Moya Stark winning when she gets the job done this week at the US Women's Open. Ben, thank you so much for joining me again this week. Enjoy your trip to Sweden. I'll be tracking on your Twitter and Instagram. Enjoy the week. Chat soon.
Cheers, Mark. Here we go. Money talk. Here comes the money.